Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
I've had to endure long stretches of insanity and not being sure of what was going to happen next. And how do you plan for that? And how do you still enjoy your life and be joyful and still find humor in things? And I think that those are keys to us getting through this. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. And around here, we know that life is hard and we got to do everything we can to just make it a little bit more lovely. So it's my mission to bring you great conversations, practical tools and information, and a healthy dose of community to help make those things happen. If you want to find out more, you can go to our website at cultivatingthelovely.com, visit our amazing membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, or by connecting with me on Instagram, which is one of my favorite places to interact with all of you. You can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. Thanks so much for joining me today. Ladies, these are wild times. I feel like every hour I am finding out something different about our quarantine or what is going to be happening with our lives. And I know we have all been inundated with this across the internet, but we thought that we would be negligent to not address what is happening worldwide right now and to cultivate some lovely in the middle of it. I mean, that's what we're all about here, right? And so we thought, let's take this topic, give some practical advice and some fun advice. So we've got everything in this episode, from what you can be doing to bolster your and your family's health, to how to pour into community when you can't actually be around each other, especially for us extroverts who are going to be needing some interaction with other adult humans. We've got the ideas for you in this episode. And we also have been inspired to be adding some things to the Cultivating the Lovely platform as a whole. We really want to be serving you ladies during this time when we're all going to be isolated. And so here's the rundown on just some of the new things that you can be expecting from myself and Cultivating the Lovely. First of all, of course, follow me on Instagram. I'm going to be super active over there in both stories and the feed. I'm also going to be doing some full live videos over there where we talk about health measures and we talk about all kinds of different things that are going to be both fun and informative. So follow me at Mackenzie Coppa on Instagram to get all of that goodness. We are currently working on adding some bonus episodes to the podcast every week so you can get little extra blips of loveliness. We are creating a brand new newsletter over on Substack. Now, I have heard of a ton of people who are using this new platform. It can actually convert the newsletters into audio versions, so you can be expecting that. And it has a great way to be able to foster community, because if you go into your email when the newsletter is sent to you and you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can click to be able to actually go over and engage in conversation with other people about that newsletter, which I think is super fun. And we could use all the community that we could get right now, right? So I wanted to bring in Substack. I felt like it was the perfect opportunity. And when you sign up, I am actually releasing a PDF with ways that you can cultivate loveliness during this crazy time. And of course, we have Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. It is an amazing community of women already, and we want to welcome you into it. We have daily live shows where I come on in our Facebook group and we interact that way. We are beefing up our loveliest level. We used to only have one live Zoom call a month. Now we are going to be doing these Zoom calls on a weekly basis so everyone can see everyone else's faces and we can talk about what we're dealing with and how we're getting through and give each other ideas and encouragement. It is so much fun. we are also going to be reopening our cultivating groups a month early. So if you want to be able to interact with people via Marco Polo, where you can actually see people's faces and get in there with other women who are wanting to cultivate loveliness and find joy and the goodness, but also the reality during this very difficult time, then come over and join us on Patreon and we will get you plugged into one of those groups where you can be chatting with other ladies and really being bolstered and encouraged during this absolutely insane time. So we are trying to look for all of the ways that we can be helping you out, coming together as a community while far apart, which we've been doing for years anyway here on Cultivating the Lovely. We're spread out all over the world, and yet we have truly fostered community. So come and join us in all of those different ways. And of course, that was a long list. And so if you need links to any of those things, just head to our show notes at boldturquoise.com/159, and we will have all of the links there for you to find. All right, ladies, let's get on with this episode where I have Shell on and we are talking about how to survive. All right, you guys. So we had planned on coming back this week with our next installment of the Enneagram series. We were going to do the next three numbers and keep going with that. But then, hey, the world turned upside down. So I have Shell back with me this week because it turns out I think we have quite a bit to say about this.
Mm-hmm. Hello, lovelies.
So
good to be back.
Yes. And I am so glad to have Shell back. We have been talking about this all day, and this is a new one for us too. We're doing our own sort of social distancing. She's actually at my house, but he's sitting in my living room and I am sitting in my studio. So, you know,
I'm cozy with a soft blanket on my lap. So
yeah,
super good.
And I'm freezing in my garage.
Poor thing.
My divorce house coat for anyone who watches me on Instagram.
You poor thing.
But that's okay. At least my computer isn't overheating. No.
Hey, that's true.
We're good to go. But we have a whole bunch of stuff that we want to talk about on today's episode. Obviously, there's a lot of like hype and fear and all of that kind of stuff going on around the coronavirus. And we want to encourage you guys and offer just like some perspective and viewpoint on that. But then we also want, we're going to talk about like what we're doing to stay healthy. Yes. And what our families are doing and how we're planning on handling the quarantine with our kids. Yes. And some help for extroverts and just to keep us busy. So we've got a lot of like fun things and like, I feel like a lot of resources that we're going to point you guys to throughout this episode. So that's kind of what we wanted to do to just like meet everyone where they are at. We felt like it would be negligent to not address what's going on and to like really provide some resources. So I know you were very fired up this morning, Shell.
Oh, I was, because we had our first service online that our church has ever had. And it just was so good to be able to just be challenged by God's word and to be able to worship in our homes and know that this was going out all across the city. Not just our church, but other churches as well. And it just, I don't know, you guys, I think maybe starting out, I would like to read to you one of the scriptures that we read this morning. Just as a good starting point, I think. Anyway, it's from Psalm 91, and I'm going to read the first seven verses, but it goes like this. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him, for he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the diseases that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though a thousand fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Yeah. And I just was so blessed by that word of God and just like hiding ourselves in that truth of who he is. And just the chance that we get to be the hands and feet of Jesus right now. I think that's what I'm so fired up about.
Yeah.
I saw a post by Jennifer Duke Lee. Oh boy, I hope I'm saying her name right.
Jennifer Duke.
Anyway, yes, Duke Lee. She's an author. I love following her on Instagram. I just feel like she's so wise. she just had some suggestions of how to be the hands and feet of Jesus right now in our city. And I love them so much. I want to share them with you guys. Yeah. So there's 24 here. I'll try and go through them quickly. But number one, pick up your elderly neighbor's prescriptions.
Yeah.
Text an anxious friend to tell her you're praying. Then pray. Drop off items at the food pantry. Listen to the worries of little children. Spend more time in scripture than in the scroll. Thought yeah. that was good.
Yeah.
Call friends in the nursing home. They are lonely. Thank nurses, doctors, ambulance drivers, police officers, and firefighters in your community. Mm-hmm. Pray for our national and foreign leaders, even the ones you dislike. Stand under a blue sky and remember how big God is. Practice self-care, whatever that looks like for you. Send an anonymous gift card for gas or groceries to someone negatively affected financially by the pandemic. Decide how much time you'll spend watching the news. It's good yeah. to be informed, but boundaries are good too. Be prayerful. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and then thank him for all he has done. That's Philippians 4:6. And also be wise. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 27:12. Mm-hmm. If you need to buy goods, consider how you can support a local business. Be kind to yourself. Don't forget to do good and share with those in need. Hebrews 13:16. Take a walk and marvel at God's creation, which is what we did this afternoon.
We did.
Use social media for good, and we're going to talk yeah. about that more. Remember, panic is contagious, but so is kindness. I love that one.
Yeah.
Don't be a hoarder. Take time every day to remember the power of the cross. Do something daily that gives you hope. And as Pastor Scott Saul says, this is number 25, wash your hands, then wash feet. Mm-hmm. And I love that. 25 ways to be the light in the age of coronavirus.
Yeah. That
so
was
thank
so
you,
good.
Jennifer Dukes Lee, for that. That was wonderful. And I, yeah, that's what I'm fired up about, is just getting to be Jesus' hands and feet. And, you know, the Enneagram 2 in me comes yes. out real strong.
Real strong.
Real strong.
You guys, as we so. Were like trying to figure out getting toilet paper this past week, you know, I'm literally thinking of like, how do I have toilet paper for my family? And Shell's like, oh yeah, I got to find all the toilet paper I can so I can give it away to people. Oh, he thought that.
That was my first thought. Yeah. That's where I go.
Yep. I love it. She keeps me humble, you guys.
No.
Yes.
No, it's just how I'm wired.
I know. I love it. Thank goodness for the twos in this world.
Oh, thank goodness for the threes, because they're going to help us stay alive.
Well, I'm hoping to be some encouragement over
yes.
the next
yes. you are
weeks
going to cheer
months.
Us on big time. Grateful
because
for you.
I really yep. do feel like, mm-hmm. I mean, the past few years have prepared me for this
yeah.
in a weird way, because yeah. I've had to endure like long stretches of mm-hmm. insanity and mm-hmm. not being sure of what was going to happen next. And how do you plan for that? And how do you still enjoy your life and yes. have fun?
Cultivate the lovely.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And be joyful and mm-hmm. still find humor in things. And I think that those are keys to mm-hmm. us getting through this. I mean, mm-hmm. even after my brother's death, my parents and I would just look at each other all the time and be like, if we couldn't laugh, if we couldn't mm-hmm. find those things to laugh about and appreciate, mm-hmm. like, I don't know how we would get through it, because mm-hmm. it's like we have relied on those little things to mm-hmm. keep us moving forward. And I think mm-hmm. that like it's not a time to despair. And mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to talk about a lot of, like we said, resources and tips,
yes.
tricks for making sure you don't feel totally isolated when you are
yeah.
isolated and all of that kind of thing. But like, I feel a call to like be on Instagram more, to just be like, these are the goofy things we're dealing with. And, you know, like, relate to people, because like, uh-huh. I was talking to Shell earlier today. I was saying, I want to be equal parts encouraging to people, and like we mm-hmm. can do this as the reality of, hey, I view this next, like for us in Washington, they've already said 6 weeks off school at least.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I want to come at it from kind of the perspective of, hey guys, like this is kind of like going on a vacation with your children. you know, yeah. Like hopefully there'll be some bright spots, but it's going to be a lot of work. Like, let's not pretend like this is going to be all sunshine and roses because we get to spend more time together. Like this is going to be hard. I know a lot of people who listen to my show, they're like, we're homeschoolers. We're already doing that. And you know, well, I used to be a homeschooler and I'm still like, okay, here we go. You know, buckle up.
I am a homeschooler and it is hard.
Yeah, it is. It does change the landscape of things. And, and I remember when I was a homeschooler feeling isolated and like, I mean, I had an extreme, you know, situation. Right.
Yes. Yes. But, extremely isolated.
Yeah. So I've been well prepared for the coronavirus. But I just feel like, you know, we have to look at the bright side. We have to find the positive and the joy and the fun, but we also have to be kind of realistic that this isn't going to just be all, you know, sunshine and rainbows. It is going to be hard.
Right.
So we're going to talk about some ways to help you get through it.
Yes, we are.
And I think it's important, just like those verses that you were reading, you know, and how it constantly is admonishing us in scripture to not worry about tomorrow.
Yes.
And like you were sharing, be wise. But, you know, there are so many things that are not sure. We don't know who's going to get sick and how sick they're going to be and the financial implications of what's happening. And, you know, like it is a lot. It is looming for sure. But, you know, I just look back at the past 2.5 years and while there have been very tight times and very difficult times, like, but there's still not yet been a time where somehow it didn't, like God didn't provide.
Right.
Even if it wasn't the way wanted it to happen.
Exactly.
You know?
Amen.
It happened. And so I can just only keep hoping and trusting that he's going to do the same thing now.
Yes.
And it's not to say that it's going to be easy or we don't have to cut back on things or, you know, reassess things. But I think that he will guide us in that wisdom.
I agree.
But with that encouragement, let's move on to some like practical stuff.
Yeah.
So first we're going to talk about like health measures because you've got two crunchy ladies right here.
One coming closet crunchy, still get like, oh, I can't believe that I'm telling this to whoever, this many people.
Well, you can just blame it on me. If they're
thinking, I blame it all on you.
Yeah. Just say it's all me and then
it's all you.
Like the normal stuff.
I'm looking at the list. You get to talk about the real crazy stuff.
Yeah. For sure. But we actually, and I want to mention this, you guys. Especially with Shell's help, it would have never happened if it hadn't been her idea and she like put the whole thing together for me. But we created a Corona survival kit on Amazon.
We did. It was so fun.
So excited. So if you go to our show notes, which should be in whatever, you know, app you're using to listen to the podcast or on the podcast website. So if you go to boldturquoise.com/159, you'll be able to find this Amazon link, and there's probably some easier way to find it too. I should have had my act together, you guys.
Don't know what that is.
Yeah, but if you go to the show notes, you will be able to click through and you'll be able to see all of these things that we have. Everything from suggestions to keep you healthy to suggestions for like things to do with your kids.
Sanity.
Yeah, sanity. Exactly. We said ideas for health and sanity. That's what this kit is called. So we're going to kind of like talk about some of those things today as we go through the episode.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Well, the world has officially turned upside down in the past week since I talked to you. And I think we're all realizing more than ever that we need sustainable products in our homes. Because guess what? We might not be able to access things very easily in our cities. And Grove Collaborative is the answer to that, you guys. I absolutely love this company. Not only are they going to deliver stuff right to your doorstep so you don't have to leave your home to go out and try to get what you need, but they also carry incredible brands that you are already familiar with, like Seventh Generation and Mrs. Meyers, but then they have their very own brands as well that I absolutely love. And they are all about helping us switch over to being more sustainable. You guys, they have created a free 5-piece set to help you swap out your plastics in an easy way. I recently got this set. I absolutely love it. And I love knowing that there are things I'm not going to have to worry about getting while we are stuck in our house for however long. We got silicone straws, reusable and washable sandwich bags. You guys, I love these things. And I don't feel guilty if I'm having my kids use them just around the house or when we're going out. They're cute. They're wonderful. They wash up really easily. I am loving them. And we got refillable hand soap dispenser, gel hand soap, and a walnut scrubber sponge set. I love these things. I use them all the time. They are perfect for cleaning. I use them in my shower, on my sinks, all over the place. They're awesome. And I'm not just saying this because they are a sponsor. I truly love and purchase with my own cash money from Grove all of our household cleaning supplies. And I also love using a lot of their natural beauty products. They're just a great brand. They're on top of it and they get you what you need quickly. So for a limited time, you can get that sustainable swap set too. And there's no better time to get it than right now. And you can check out all of their other products that they've got. I love their little scrubber sponge with the dish soap container. It's not to be missed. Don't sleep on that. And you can get fast and free shipping on your first order. Going sustainable has never been easier and never more essential than right now. So join me and the over 2 million households who have shopped at Grove for their healthy, sustainable home essentials. Make your home more sustainable this year. Now for a limited time, like I said, when my listeners go to grove.co/lovely, you'll get that free 5-piece set from Grove so you can swap out plastic in an easy way. Plus, you'll get free shipping and a free 60-day VIP trial that could come in really handy over the next couple of months. So like I said, go to grove.co/lovely to get this exclusive sustainable swaps offer. grove.co/lovely. So just straight up health-wise, now I can't think of his name, but there is a doctor who recommended this. But I was hearing that coming out of China, one of the best ways that they were, like, successful mm-hmm. measures that they were being able to take in right. fighting the disease was vitamin C.
Yes.
Vitamin C is one of the only things in our systems that can fight a virus. And I'm not a doctor, obviously, but this is mm-hmm. true from every reading I've ever done. You know,
yep. It's good old vitamin C.
Yeah. And like a lot of it.
Right.
You know, to a not lot. A little, you know, 250 milligram gummy isn't going to cut it. You know, you have to be taking like thousands a day and space mm-hmm. them out generally. There are some really great brands out there, like Dr. Mm-hmm. Pola with his liposomal vitamin C.
Yes.
Helps you to be, it's more bioavailable.
Yes.
So it doesn't mm-hmm. like just go straight through mm-hmm. the system as much. Mm-hmm. And we also like Garden of Life, and there's a lot of good mm-hmm. brands out there, but just be getting the yeah. vitamin C, people.
Yeah, my favorite is Alka-Calm, but it's a combination of vitamin C with magnesium.
Yes.
And calcium, I believe.
Potassium.
Potassium, sorry.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we should probably have this information in front of us, but since yeah. we don't, we're just yeah. off the top
we're
of our
winging
head.
We're winging it. Like we said, we didn't claim to be doctors.
No, we do not.
Yeah.
But I love it. I drink it before bed every night. And
mm-hmm. Me too.
Anytime during the day where I feel like, oh, I need to calm down.
So you're really going to need this, guys.
You're really going to need this, guys. And then for my kids, I do a Garden of Life, a squirt vitamin C, so they don't have to swallow a pill or chew a pill or whatever. It's just a squirt in your mouth. Anyway, they love it. They say it tastes like a liquid gummy bear. So it's yummy. It tastes good. Yeah. So yeah.
That, I'm going to get some of that spray for my kids.
It's cheap too.
Yeah.
It's $8 or something.
Oh my
goodness.
It's
not expensive at all. Yeah.
That's yeah. awesome. Mm-hmm. It's just a quick, easy way to be able to get vitamin C in our systems. And I try to just get it throughout the day.
Like yes.
I have my kids take it in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, just mm-hmm. kind of like space it out and keep it flowing through our systems.
Yes.
And then another one that's really important to have is vitamin D, especially mm-hmm. those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. We haven't yes. been getting a lot of vitamin D for quite a while now, and that is what is going to help your body to fight off illness. Mm-hmm. And you want to get vitamin D that has K2 with it.
Yes.
So my favorite ones are in drop form because you get a lot in a very small punch.
Like yes.
for one little drop, it's like almost uh-huh. all you need. I mean, I take a lot of drops a day, uh-huh. But I know that I am vitamin D deficient because I just uh-huh. don't get any sun in the winter. So in the winter, right. I will take 10 to 12 drops, which is
okay.
a lot. But the mm-hmm. Thorn brand, I really like. And then I recently saw another brand that I think we were going to add to our list also. So
okay.
on the survival kit. So you guys can be looking for those there to get like the actual brands and everything, but just know like vitamin D is a really important one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And same as Shell, I take the AlkaCalm every day. Mm-hmm. I usually take it twice a day. I've been mixing it in the morning with the new Superberry from Care Of. You guys know that Care Of, they sponsor the podcast, but I legitimately love their products. I love their vitamins. I take all my vitamins from them. I have a lot of stuff in my vitamins that is helpful for like reducing anxiety and stress mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. So that's mm-hmm. going to be even more important over
yes.
the next little while here. Mm-hmm. But, and along with their Superberry, I wanted to mention that their chill sticks are going to be really important, I think, during the next yeah. stressful 6 weeks. Because like uh-huh. when my kids are just like really at each other's throats and, you know, driving everybody crazy and I'm getting amped up, I will uh-huh. take one of these chill sticks and they have GABA in them. It's just like a powder that you pour on your tongue and mm-hmm. it dissolves. And I took one every time before I would go into court. Mm-hmm. It was the thing that would like help me to calm down. We recently gave one to Shell's daughter before yes. she had her big ballet exam.
I still haven't had one yet, so I need to steal one from you. But
yes.
I can vouch for how well they work because I remember saying the first time you had it, like, how yeah. are you so calm right now? And she said, you were just like, well, I think it's the calming stick.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you're so calm.
Yeah. So it was like calm. A mix of God and a calming stick.
It was definitely a lot of God and the calming yeah. stick.
For sure. Because you'd seen me other times and it was a little more rough than that.
But yeah.
I swear by these things and they just help to like take that edge off. Mm-hmm. So I think they're handy to have at your
yes.
you know, disposal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good.
I'm trying to think. So some of the other, okay. So that's like, I would say like the basic stuff. If you mm-hmm. just like want the very basics of mm-hmm. keeping yourself healthy during this time, that's a really good place to start. Now we're yes. going to get into like the crazier territory.
It's all yours.
Yeah.
Never done this. So,
I mean, this one's not as crazy, but fresh air, obviously.
Oh right? No. Yeah. Fresh air.
Yeah. Like we're supposed to be avoiding people, but you can still yeah. go outside, you guys. Like uh-huh. you should be going outside.
Be. Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna tell a story, but it was from a conversation earlier that I obviously never finished my train of thought. But in the show The Trouble with Angels with Hayley Mills,
oh yeah,
you have to go out for these walks. As, yeah. And the lady is always yelling at the nun as they're walking. They're like, heel toe, shoulders back, heel toe. And then this one is like, I don't know where she's from, but she goes, breeze the fresh air. It's good for you.
You quoted that last week. I didn't know it's from that movie.
Yes, I think that's what it's from.
Okay, we got to put yeah. that movie on our list to watch this
week. I know.
I want to watch it with my girls. It's going on my list.
It's so cute. I want to watch it with my girls too because it's so funny and it's just.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. I love it when it's little. But so get your fresh air, ladies.
Absolutely. And make yeah. your kids get the fresh air because
yes.
then you'll drive each other a little less crazy. But. Yeah, it was interesting today. We were on our walk and there was no one else on a walk
yeah.
except for very few brave people, I guess.
Yeah.
But it felt so good. I haven't had a walk in over a week and it wasn't because of any of this. It just has been a crazy week for me personally. Yeah. So it was such a needed walk. It was so yeah. needed. It was so good.
Yeah.
So
it just like, it made me feel like alive and calm
yes.
and yeah.
Yeah.
It was all those things. So good. And the other thing, this isn't a crazy one either, I guess. We haven't quite gotten into the totally crazy territory yet.
Right.
But Shell and I both pretty regularly take Epsom salt baths.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. not crazy. That's just self-care.
Yeah.
And no, but
go ahead.
Oh, no, you can go ahead. I was just saying it pulls toxins from your yes. body. So anytime you're even starting to get a cold or get sick in any way, it's a really great idea for you can throw your kids in an Epsom salt bath mm-hmm. and it just helps.
Yep.
It helps a lot. So yep.
I had both sleep. My girls take them last week.
Good.
Because yeah. I was just like, you know what? We just all kind of need this right
yeah.
now.
Yes.
And I think especially like if you don't have access to like a sauna or something mm-hmm. like that to be getting like sweating toxins out, even to take right. like a really, really warm one is uh-huh. is really good yeah. for your body.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
Okay. Now we're going to get into the crazy territory. And I think I might have talked about this maybe even on last week's podcast. I can't remember. I had been hearing about cold plunges and the Wim Hof method and what's her face? Goop Lab. So,
yes.
What's her name? Gwyneth Paltrow. She has these shows on Netflix, and then the second episode of Goop Lab, she has Wim Hof on, and you can find him on Instagram, and he talks all about like the breathing method and the cold water and how they literally injected him with E. coli. Crazy. And then he was in this cold water and he was able to fight it off. And they've done like crazy. All these tests of how cold water like helps amp up your immune system and like mm-hmm. helps your body work better and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I, for a couple of months now, have been doing a cold like shot at the end of my shower, like try to for at least like a minute of staying in the cold water.
Ooh, yeah. yeah.
This morning I tried to actually do a cold plunge where I filled up my bathtub with cold water. And I lasted in there, I told Shell, about as long as you would try to stay on a bull in the rodeo. I think it was about 8 seconds. It was like, I got in and I was so like, the top half of my body wasn't even in the water yet. And my girls were like perched next to the tub and I told them to get back. And I finally like, I got all the way down in the water for about a half a second. And then I was like, get out of my way. I had to get out now. And it was just, yeah, it was a lot. But it's a starting place.
I'm impressed. It's more than a starting place. I'm going to start with the cold shower and then go to a hot bath.
Yeah. Yeah.
I promised you I'm going to try it tonight. I'm going to try it tonight. Yeah. Good.
Well, yep. I'm like, it was either that or I was going to take a hot shower and then go like lay in the snow outside.
Oh, yeah. That would do the same, I bet. Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's what they do like in Finland after they go in their sauna. They go out in the snow.
You're supposed to end with cold, right?
Yeah.
That's like the whole point. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'll try it once.
Just gradually do your, your Wim Hof breathing, you know, and it'll be okay.
We might need you to demonstrate that for us at some point. Insta stories. Yes. Show us how.
The horse dance.
A tutorial.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So, but I have to say, like, I really do feel like I feel more energized after I do it.
Awake?
Yes, very awake. And I don't know, like I've gotten like little tinges of feeling like I've been getting sick over the past couple of months, but I haven't gone fully into it yet. And it can still happen, but so far
everything off.
I know. I really have. So these are some of the things that I've been doing. But I have added a couple of things, or I have some things on order that I'm also going to be doing. So I just got these Grether's lozenges, which are really great. They're actually like a lot of Broadway stars and voiceover artists and stuff use them because they just really help coat the vocal cords. And like, if you have any scratchiness in your throat, I've been shocked. Like, I've used them a couple of times this past week and I thought, you know, is this really going to work? And they really do. Like, I really felt like my throat was not as scratchy and rough. And like, when I thought that I was maybe going to lose my voice, I haven't. So that's been huge.
Those sound like little miracle drops. Yeah. Miracle drops.
Yeah. I was really, really surprised. And another one that I'm going to be getting, I don't have any on hand, is zinc.
Okay. Yeah.
It's really good for, like, they say even to like have a lozenge in your mouth and kind of like lay on your back. Obviously don't like swallow it, but if you let it kind of like coat the back of your throat and stuff, it's supposed to help ward off sickness. And, I also got some colloidal silver nose spray, and that I've heard is just like great for kind of protecting you from even getting those germs into your nasal passages to begin with. And then wasn't you saying that it was great for allergies?
Yeah.
Which I'm all about this type of season, because that's another thing I've been hearing is we are coming into spring and a lot of people are going to mistake their allergies for sickness, or it's going to come across, you know, a certain way. And so the more we can protect ourselves from the allergies so we can distinguish between real sickness and allergies, I think is going to be really important.
Yes.
And then I heard about this brand called Beekeeper Naturals. And they have bee propolis, which is supposed to be like the immune system of a hive, and it's mixed into their honey. And so I'm going to start adding their honey to like coffee or tea. And then they also have a throat spray, and I got the kids one also, so that my kids can be using that.
I know, I'm going to order those because I think those sound great and I want to try them.
Yeah.
And never so tried easy. That.
I love it when it's like
so easy
to get into your kids.
Yeah. Oh, Willa asked for more of her spray. She always loves it. We have B12 and vitamin C that we do every day at our house. So I'm going to add that one.
Super easy. And it's good.
Yep.
And then the other thing that I've ordered, especially because like so many of the stores are sold out of like frozen veggies, and it, I think it's going to be a lot harder to get our hands on decent food here for a while. I got these Organifi drinks, and they have like a green one and a red one, and your greens basically for the day. And it's supposed to not have a bad flavor. It has monk fruit in it to make it a little sweet.
Yeah.
And then I've heard it's kind of got a minty finish. And
Sounds nice.
Yeah. I need like something that's palatable.
Yeah.
And I've heard the same. Yeah. And I've heard this one actually is. Nice. So that should be coming in the mail just to kind of like help. And plus I also feel like I'm doing so much detoxing. I started a lot of this stuff before I was even thinking about coronavirus. It was just because I've had some stressful years and I knew I was needing to get the toxins out of my system. So these are some of those things I was doing anyway, and then it just like happened to fall in line with staying from the rest of this too. But we also, Shell and I both, we take Vital Proteins collagen.
Yes. And we were just saying today that if we run out of food, as long as we have the Vital Proteins collagen, we don't need food. It keeps you going. Seriously.
It really does. Yep.
I know. And if you're an intermittent faster, I mean, those, I don't know. I can have a scoop of that in my coffee and be good for so many hours where I don't even get hungry. I think it just fuels me, you know, the protein does. So I can't really be without it. That's becomes such a staple for me.
Yeah, me too.
In my daily diet. So love that stuff. And it's very flavorless. So you can add it to coffee and add your cream and not even notice it really.
Yeah. And you can even add it to like, smoothies. But I also do cold brew. Like even in a cold drink.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
But it dissolves. That's really a neat thing about that particular product.
Yeah. Because I've been using the collagen creamer from Care of. And I like it, but I have to add a little bit of hot water to it to get it
to dissolve.
And then I just add it into my cold brew. A lot of times because it has 9 grams of protein and the Vital Protein one is 18. So I'll just do like one scoop of that and then do the Care of collagen creamer in combination. Yeah. And that's a nice little shot in my coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so tell me again, you were talking about how things that are yellow are.
I had been listening to a podcast that Dr. Axe had done. I think it was Rebecca Lyons' podcast. I can't remember the name. What do they call it? rhythms of renewal, maybe. Something like that. Anyway, so they had Dr. Axon. He had said anything that was light yellow in color is immune boosting. So we're talking about ginger, onions, pears, what else?
Garlic.
Garlic, bone broth, all of those things. You can go off the color to know that they're immune boosting foods, like that God made superfoods or whatever. I just thought, I'd never heard that before. So he had gone through the list and talked about all of that. And it was just, really fascinating to know, like, and easy to be able to identify that immune boosting group of foods. So, I love that.
And those are really easy things to be able to add into everybody's diet.
Absolutely.
Like, I know that just as a matter of survival, like, we're going to be making a lot of soups because I can stretch them really far. Yeah. And we can, eat them for a few days, and you can pack them with a lot of good nutrients to get into your families. And so it's a way to just kind of like stretch everything and bone broth and garlic and onions, ginger and everything in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is.
And then I think the one other thing that we were going to talk about is like a grounding mat or a grounding sheet. Because it's difficult this time of year to go outside and get grounded because it's cold out. You know, you're not going to probably go out there barefoot, even though our kids did today.
Yes, they did.
But grounding is basically like we are constantly, we have electrical impulses in our bodies, and we're constantly surrounded by electricity and radiation. And when you get your feet in the dirt, it actually grounds you, just like you need like electronics to have a ground to them so that they aren't like dangerous.
Right. Exactly.
They're not just like free energy moving around. You've got to have them grounded. And so it's important for our bodies too. I mean, think about the heart. It's based on electrical impulses.
Yes.
You know, and so it's important that we get that grounding. And Shell showed me on Amazon, they actually have grounding sheets that you can put right on your bed and you don't even have to think about it.
Nope.
Like you just
stick it under your sheet. Yeah. You don't have to think about it at all. My mom had that
idea.
So that's how I knew about them.
And I like really try to get like walk barefoot outside in the summer.
Me too. Yeah.
But it's hard to
stand at the beach, you guys.
Yes.
Can't get more grounded than that.
Yep. It's the best. I think we would always say that last summer when we were at the lake. Like, we're getting grounded.
Yep.
It's so good.
Summer's coming, by the way.
It's coming.
See, that's what we said. The coronavirus cannot stop summer. It's coming. It's still coming.
It's still coming. And it will stop corona.
Yes, it will. Yes. Yep.
Ladies, of course, as parents, we want to encourage our children to pursue their dreams and provide them with opportunities that give them the best chance to succeed. I know that when we're not under quarantine, my kids love being involved in basketball and ballet and art programs and all kinds of different things. And sometimes that means we have to optimize our kids' schedules, making it more flexible, more dynamic, so that they have more time to focus on the things that they love. And also, you know, if they happen to be under quarantine and you are not super keen on homeschooling them and you want a more flexible option to be able to work with the craziness of our world right now, then you should check out Laurel Springs. Laurel Springs is an accredited online private school for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Laurel Springs recognizes that each child is a unique individual with their own personal interests, special talents, unique learning style, and their flexible learning program offers challenging and diverse elective courses. And Laurel Springs is accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges and Advance Ed, which means that transcripts are recognized by colleges and universities worldwide. I think it is the perfect time to be looking into Laurel Springs right now as we are all home with our kids, and you can register your child at laurelsprings.com/lovely today and receive a waived registration fee. That's laurelsprings.com/lovely for your waived registration fee. laurelsprings.com/lovely. There's never been a better time. I mean, we gotta talk about the reality of having kids home.
Yeah.
And how, even if you're a homeschooler or whatever, hopefully, you know, we'll have some ideas. But
yeah,
you know, I was really okay with the fact of not being a homeschooler anymore. And now it's like, they're forcing me to. What is going on? But at least they're like sending home the work and, you know, we just have to do it. But, you know, for me, a lot of people have been going, oh my gosh, what are you going to do? And while, it does make things more complicated, like I have to deal with this in the summer anyway.
Yeah.
So there's a certain amount of like, well, I didn't plan on doing it right now, but but I am going to just have to like figure out my schedule, and the kids are going to have to get used to the fact that I have to work, and we're going to work around that. And that's just the way it's going to have to be. But like we kind of already mentioned, like we need to get our kids outside too.
Yeah.
Like making sure that is happening and they're getting that energy out. But I have developed like a very loose schedule for my kids. And I know homeschoolers are obviously already going to have this in place, but just knowing that I'm going to have to work, I kind of told my kids, like, these are the general things that I want you to get done before 10 a.m., but 10 a.m. is when I will sit down with you and we'll do reading and I'll help you with whatever homework you have. And like, you know, we'll have more focused time together. But I think more than anything, like, I'm not trying to give them a like big, like at this time you do this, at this time you do that, at this time you do this. I just am kind of giving them more of the like, look, this is what I expect you to be getting done in a day. And this is the general like time frame that I want you to be getting it done in.
Yeah.
And giving them a little bit of that responsibility, I think, because if I am trying to stick everybody to some crazy schedule, it's just going to burn us all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really wise.
And for us, like, I know that my kids are going to naturally gravitate towards doing things with technology. And so I've really made a concentrated effort with them to say like, okay, let's make a list of things that you can do that are not tech related. What games can you play? What make believe things can you do? What art projects can you take on? Like, what can you do to use your brain and keep it active and
not just
be on your Kindle or whatever?
Yeah.
So that's a big one for us.
That is a big one. Yeah. Us too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have a plan yet, but I do. It's just my heart that my kids that will be busy, not just watching movies or not just, you know, on a device for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's not the plan. I don't know exactly how. I'm going to be moving in the next 6 weeks. So there's going to be a lot of work going on at our house and all of that stuff. So it's going to be a fun, and we just kind of talked about, it's going to be like life schooling for us. And then we want to throw some fun schooling in there. And we are homeschooling currently. So we will be trying to do a loose version of what our homeschool days normally look like, a looser, more, less rigid and kind of more reading and not worrying about everything, but you know, doing something.
Well, and that's something I'm looking forward to with my kids. I've actually toyed with the idea of like, should I just like do this live on Instagram or something? Like, would I read to them every day? Yeah. Like, so other people can have their kids tune in and they don't feel like they have to do it.
That's a great idea.
But even if I don't do that, we did create a podcast last year.
We did.
That people could turn to called the same page and it could get you through for a while because we read The Wizard of Oz and Peter Pan. And it's all still out there. You can still find the podcast wherever you get podcasts. And we did like weekly shows where it was all these different poems and scripture and Shakespeare that your kids can learn just kind of by osmosis, by listening to this podcast every day. So if you're looking for a resource to keep your kids busy and like filling them up with like nourishing, really fun, good stuff, then I gotta say the same page is still there.
My kids love the same page. They loved it so much. They love both those books. And they're huge fans.
Yeah. And my kids were on it with me too, which is fun. And if you do listen through it, the other fun thing, like you will hear my son's voice deepen throughout
over the course of time. Yeah. It's crazy.
It was so nuts. But yeah, so that is a resource out there if anybody's looking. for something, mm-hmm. you know.
And then there's the audiobook that you read that's on our Amazon Corona Survival Kit Guide.
Yes, besides Still Waters
by Trisha Goyer. You could, Mama, if you need like some time to like, you know, some alone time or quiet time, that would be a good thing to just distract yourself from, you know, the 6 week craziness.
Yeah.
We had a couple other books on there too.
Yeah, we did. We put some books and we even put like, there's a new journal by Kara K. James and it's called Together, a Journal for Mom and Me. And I have seen people going through this on Instagram and it's like where it has like really good questions. Cause I know there's other ones out there like this, but that like both you and your kid kind of answer them back and forth. And I could see my 7-year-old just eating this up.
Yeah. That's so sweet. I love that.
Yeah. So I think that that is like a really, like those kinds of things that you could implement and maybe have a little bit more time to feel like you could do it. Than other times. But yeah, we put like some puzzles and some other audiobooks that are fun for the kids or fun for you adults. Of course, Melanie Schenkel's On the Bright Side, you guys.
There is no better time to read her book than right now.
Right now. It's right so now. Perfect. Poor Melanie to be launching like so many things have gone wrong. And she's like, I should have known better than to write this book.
God knew we needed this book right now.
and even Anne Bogle's book, Don't Overthink.
Yes. Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, okay. There are so many things to be weighing on our minds and making decisions about. And I think that her book is so practical and useful. I think that both of those books, I mean, I just happened to have them both on the podcast recently, but they really are like, you want something to read that is going to help you get through this time. I believe that both of those books will.
Yes.
Ladies, sleep deprivation is something all parents know too well, especially during times of extra stress. And real restorative sleep is crucial to overall health, yet can be so elusive. Well, I want to tell you about a little company called Yoga Sleep because they are here to help you and your kiddos, especially during this crazy time, to be able to get restorative sleep so we're not all, you know, like at each other's throats all the time. Because I know when I don't get enough sleep, I'm not a happy mama. And my kids don't get enough sleep, I am not a happy mama. So all the way around, if we are going to be stuck together, then we're going to need to be getting some good rest. And Yoga Sleep has been making products for sleep for over 50 years, and they invented the Dome, the very first white noise machine. They know how to make trusted products that work. White noise is a natural approach to better sleep and relaxation, and Yoga Sleep makes sound machines for the home, travel, and baby. Specifically in our house, my girls use their Wish machine, which they get to pick what sound they get to listen to every night. They especially love the rain, and it just helps to calm them down. I find they do a lot less talking when they have their sound machine to listen to, and it helps to wind things down and gets them to sleep quicker, which is, of course, a huge sanity saver for me. Their products are backed by a 101-night promise, meaning you can try them risk-free, and many of their sound machines are assembled right at their North Carolina-based headquarters, and their team hand signs the quality control stickers on the bottom, which is pretty cool. So go to yogasleep.com/lovely to save an exclusive 20% off a sound machine for natural sleep for the whole family. That's yogasleep.com/lovely to get 20% off. yogasleep.com/lovely. We have some really lovely earrings on the guy.
We won't give it away. Just go check them out. Yeah. They're so appropriate. They're lovely.
You're going to want these commemorative Corona earrings.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you really, really are. This is the way people are going to be forced. They're going to have to go look on the Amazon.
Yes. You're going to be like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Too good to miss, you guys.
But I do think, well, we were both trying to think of shows and neither of us are watching many shows right now. And then the one movie we could think of, we thought of two movies, but one's in the theater and we were like,
that probably won't go over great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we both did love Ford versus Ferrari.
We did, which is funny because it sounds like the kind of movie maybe a guy would enjoy more, but it's just incredible. Yeah. Such an amazing story. True story.
And funny.
And funny and heartwarming.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the character, the friendship between the two main characters, yeah. Christian Bale and Matt Damon is just absolutely remarkable. And all of the acting and the other, I can't remember the other actors' names in the movie. You remember them probably, but they were just, it was amazing. Yeah. Such a good story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got Katrina Bell from Outlander. Uh-huh. And then I can never remember the kid's name, but he's in Wonder. And
so good.
Quiet
he's
Space the best. And Honey Boy. Like, he's so good. He's just so a good. Really amazing little actor.
Yeah, he is. I agree.
Yeah, so we wish we had, like, more of those. But we are creating playlists.
So yes, we are. We have
those in the show notes. See, we're all about the resources here, you guys. We're creating playlists, everything from like fun music, get you pumped up kind of music, just like dance parties around the house.
Yep.
To like, you know, praise and worship kinds of things.
This is how I fight my battles, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
By praise and thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to have kind of like every, you know, then, spectrum of those.
Yes. And then we can talk about flower therapy right now, because we're going to have a special playlist that's titled Flower Therapy.
Yes. Shall you talk about it? Because you were in the originating group.
I just am a firm believer in how flowers can, and just bringing that piece of beauty into your home. Right now I'm staring at the most gorgeous bouquet of hydrangeas. I have no idea. McKinsey got these home from Trader Joe's and did something just so perfect with them. They're stunning.
Either. I don't know.
But they're alive, you know, and they're fresh and they are so beautiful. So I'm just going to challenge each one of you lovelies as you're out, you know, stocking up or whatever, grab a bouquet of flowers to add to your kitchen table or somewhere lovely in your home. And daffodils would be great right now.
I have daffodils in my bedroom.
Yes, daffodils in your bedroom is just a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
But just the idea of how that little bit of beauty can really make a difference. And while we're cooped up and under quarantine for the next 6 weeks, I mean, and even better, find someone else to take flowers to, but also buy them for yourself. I mean,
yes,
double flowers. Someone else make their day and make your own too. So
Really,
I'm just a firm believer in spending that little bit extra to buy your own flowers.
And really, like Trader Joe's, they're so cheap.
Yes.
They're totally worth it. They're so cheap. Yeah.
And so cheap.
It just brings like life into your home. It
brings life into your home. Yep.
There's just something about it. I know when I thought of like, oh, I'm going to put the daffodils in my bedroom. Like my room just feels cheerier.
And yes.
I love it.
It's an effective form of therapy.
Yeah. It's those little things of cultivating family that I really believe are going to make all the difference in getting through. It's all those little things put together that are going to make a big difference.
And spring is coming.
Yes.
And you guys can start thinking about just your yard and what you want to do with it, or house plants, or I mean, all of that. Start dreaming about spring. It's so close now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just encourage that.
As we sit in the, we just had a snowstorm.
But the weather is going to, it's we've got sunshine coming. It's warming up.
Yes,
so that was maybe the last hurrah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
But with that, we know that all you introverts out there are just like excited about this
time
of having to spend in your home by yourself.
Right.
But then
we're happy for you.
Yes.
We're happy for you. Genuinely happy for you.
Yes. Because this is a rare opportunity for you. Uh-huh. However, us extroverts, this can feel a little bit more, you know, daunting.
Yeah. So, what are we going to do without people?
Right.
But and we're so, not.
We're not. Yeah. This is, we have hope for extroverts right here. This is what I'm telling you guys. Like, obviously, I think that podcasts are a way, you know, I'm going to shameless plug. Podcasts are a great way to feel like there's other adult humans.
That's right. Yep.
But I think that this is the time to, even if you can't see your local friends, get on Voxer, get on Marco Polo, especially. I still need to convert Shell. But
I have Marco Polo. I just
don't use it.
I just don't have my hands free enough to hold it in front of my face. Mm-hmm. But I love getting Marco Polo. You can send me all the Marco Polos because that's my favorite.
Because Katie and I will be Voxing with you. And then we'll start voxing each other. We're like, what are we doing? Why are we back in this archaic form of communication? Let's move this over to Marco Polo because we'd like to see each other's faces.
Like, yeah.
It really does make you feel more connected when you can see each other. And so yes. I think that is going to be really important during
next
stretch
yeah.
where we're isolated from people. Get on Marco Polo. Get yes. over your fear of cameras and like mm-hmm. just do it. It
yep.
be a sanity saver.
Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. And wait, then, I have 5 Marco Polos right now. Oh boy.
We need to turn your notifications on.
I guess so.
My goodness, woman.
But I missed.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good it's a good one.
It really is. And it mm-hmm. it is made
face to face.
Yes. And it's made me feel close to friends who are across the country.
Yes, that's been huge for
and
you
can use it and you can mm-hmm. use it even with your local friends. So like you use the time to just really utilize that sort of connection in your mm-hmm. life. And then I think that social media doesn't have to be a bad thing right now.
Right.
Not that we want to sit on it all day long. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
But I do think like you can curate your list of who you are following, who you are listening mm-hmm. to, because there are a lot of people out there right now who are spreading positivity and love and come mm-hmm. togetherness through all of this and giving mm-hmm. great information. Like I mentioned last week, I love Angie Green, mm-hmm. Wim Hof, the guy who does the cold plunging. He's on Instagram.
Amazing.
I know. I love Erin. You guys, she has her, her swipe up newsletter, and it's so good. She's creating like adult pen pals during this time.
Oh, yes. I was saying that it's like send mail like that. What a great opportunity for us to like, I have this whole stack of Trader Joe's cards and I have challenged myself in the next 6 weeks to send a whole bunch of those out in the mail. I love that. I want to send one to my grandma who we've been praying for and know that we cannot see in person at all at this time, but we can send her a card in the mail.
Yeah.
And we can call her on the phone, but I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Which by the way, I do have to say, I saw those cards at your house, that stack of cards. It's a wire basket, you guys. Full of cards from Trader Joe's. And
I'm a two, you guys.
I just laughed. I was like, of course she has this whole stack of these cards.
Okay, so confessional time. I'm a card hoarder.
You are.
Some people wear toilet paper. I wear cards. Now all the world knows my secret.
Well, it's so funny between you and your card hoarding and then our friend Katie, who is also a two, and her husband called her after she went to the store the other day and he was like, did you get toilet paper? And she said, no, but I bought flowers. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And her husband is a six. So he was like, what are you talking about?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You guys are so
that's such a Katie thing. I love it.
Okay. This is the woman who as soon as things start to bloom, she carries around a water bottle and a pair of scissors in her car. And her thing is if it's hanging over the sidewalk, it's fair game. So she will walk right up to somebody's yard and just start cutting stuff off their bushes.
She's shameless.
Shameless.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So,
but with that, like, I really do think that we can use social media for good and for encouragement and to feel like we are connecting with other humans right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I am going to try to be very just like deliberate and consistent with being mm-hmm. on Instagram, especially because like I think it's going to be one of those forms of connecting with other people mm-hmm. that we just really going to need.
Yeah.
And then if you want to take it a step farther, you guys come join us on Patreon. You
know, that's right.
But we have a live show there every day. And we get together and we can talk and have conversations live mm-hmm. with other adults. And we have threads of topics we're talking about in the Facebook group. And then we also, once a month, we might even try to do it a little bit more often during this stretch of time. Mm-hmm. We do, for our loveliest level members, we do Zoom calls where we can mm-hmm. all see each other and we can all talk together.
And it's so fun.
A great opportunity to be able to get together, see other people's faces and reactions mm-hmm. and stuff together without actually being together. And mm-hmm. so I think it can feel really daunting and isolating, but we mm-hmm. have so many things at our fingertips these days. Mm-hmm. If we use technology for good, mm-hmm. to be able to still come together. I mean, like what yes. you saw with church being online this morning, would you
yeah.
say that you heard from that?
Oh, just that, you mean it being all across our city?
Well, and that like people were finding it for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Just that people had never stepped foot in church before were emailing us, like saying, we need hope. Like, yeah. yeah. I mean, how incredible that somehow they found, I'm probably through, I would imagine neighbors sharing, yeah. friends sharing the link while they're quarantined at home and scared about what, like just all the unknowns and the uncertainty. But yes, that they yeah. reached out through email and said, I've never even been to church before, but I want to know where I can find hope right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I had such goosebumps when I read that. Oh,
and that's amazing. That's we think amazing. Like, oh mm-hmm. my goodness, like we can't meet at church and this is like, mm-hmm. this is awful, but then mm-hmm. look at God using it.
Yep.
Bring more people to him. Like, of yeah. course, of course right. he will.
Yeah, of course yeah. he will. I know. I was just blown away by that.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. while it is a difficult, isolating time, I think that we have avenues of being able to still be in communication
yes.
and relationship and mm-hmm. live on one another. I mean, even in the simplest of ways, I know that like even on days where Shell and I don't see each other, which aren't mm-hmm. many, mm-hmm. but we, you know, just those little texts of like, how did you sleep? And mm-hmm. how are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, those can literally mm-hmm. make a person's day, like just yeah. checking in on your friends and asking them, how are you doing through this? Are these, mm-hmm. are there things I can pray for you about? Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
what is weighing on your heart during this time? Mm-hmm. And when you're able to think of like what other people are going through and like how to help mm-hmm. them and also take some of the pressure off yourself and kind
yeah.
of past your own nose.
Yes.
And I think that's just such yeah. a good thing for us to be thinking about right now.
I agree. And just kind of a list of some people to keep in mind in your community, in your life. I mean, obviously single moms
yeah.
or families where both parents are working right now. I don't know how that can happen.
Yeah.
Like while
yeah.
kids are home from school when both parents work, thinking about our healthcare providers who are on the yeah. front lines, our first responders. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. People that are affected by not being able to work.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so who is suffering or hurting in multiple ways, financially or whatever way you can think of, to just be looking for chances to encourage and support and speak life over them and be there for them and like ask, how can I pray for you? What can I do for you? And really, it's just so beautiful. Like we were talking today, to see the world, our country and the entire world unified around fighting
yeah.
this. Like,
yeah,
it's just
like
insane.
There has literally been no other thing that has happened or time where mm-hmm. everyone in the world mm-hmm. can relate to what is going on
yes.
right now.
Yeah.
And it's not just in a reactionary way like it was with 9/11, where we were right. all like grieving together and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. Like we are all mm-hmm. fighting this and you know, just mm-hmm. those videos coming out mm-hmm. of Italy where people
yeah.
are, you know, singing mm-hmm. together on the port, the or you know, the decks of their
yeah.
and working out together in Spain. So, like, all of these ways that it's bringing us together and we can mm-hmm. one another over something mm-hmm. in a way I've never seen.
I know, it's incredible. There's another Instagram account where I saw that video
yeah.
of all of the people in the Italian balcony singing together and playing all the different instruments on different floors.
Yeah.
So beautiful. It's called Upworthy. You can find them. It says delivering you the best of humanity since 2012. So if you don't follow them, go find them and follow them just
yeah.
talk about speaking life, cultivating the lovely, looking for the beautiful in the hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are still good things to be had and there
yes.
we all have our stories of
yeah.
the coronavirus outbreak.
Yes.
mm-hmm. all have, where were you when it happened?
That's right. You know? Yeah. Yes.
So we just got to band together from afar.
Right.
Get through it, and we're going to be okay. And there is still fun and joy to be had. Mm-hmm. So, and you can follow us on Instagram for more of it, and join us in Patreon. And we're going to make the best of it. Because what else are you going to do? Wallow? Nobody wants.
No.
It's going to be good.
Yes.
All right. Well, until we're going to be back with the rest of the Enneagram, guys, I promise.
Yes. Yeah.
But this was a lot of information packed into a short period of time. So hopefully you will be able to utilize our show notes and our coronavirus survival kit on Amazon and be able to get through this time. We're all going through the same thing together. So,
yep.
Solidarity, everybody.
That's right. Solidarity.
Yep. All right. I will talk to you soon, Michelle.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, ladies, that was a lot of stuff we packed into a fairly short episode. So if you were just at home doing laundry or dealing with kids or whatever and were not able to write down any of those things, you can go to our show notes at boldturquoise.com/159, or you can just scroll up in whatever podcasting app that you're using, and it will show you the links to everything that we talked about, everything from that Amazon list that is going to be your survival kit to get you through, to the playlist that we have on Spotify, and all kinds of other things, plus all of those links that I mentioned at the beginning of the show for you to get hooked up with our brand new newsletter, Random But Lovely, and for you to find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coffa, and Patreon, and all of that stuff you can find by going to our show notes. That's it for this week's episode, but you will be hearing more from me here in this podcasting space very soon, where we will be bringing in those bonus episodes and all kinds of new goodness to help us get through this time. We will do it together, even if we're far apart. Okay, ladies, until next time, go be bold and gracious.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.